KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. High of 88, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 72. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 84. Mainly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Syngenta and the crop protection company Adama Ukraine and Ukraine's Ag Ministry have signed a memorandum of understanding in which the companies commit to supporting employees and their family members who suffered from Russia's aggression by providing them with asylum and humanitarian assistance, as well as working to support farmers. The companies also pledged to deliver high-quality products to the Ukrainian market of plant protection and provide ag producers with the seed and plant protection products, even if they cannot afford to make the full payment, the ag minister said in a statement. The Syngenta general director said it's worth noting that this memorandum opens up new prospects for effective interaction between state institutions and representatives of big business. A new report released yesterday from the UN shows the number of people affected by hunger globally rose by nearly 830 million in 2021, providing fresh evidence that the world is moving in reverse. The UN report said the world is moving in the opposite direction from sustainable development goal of ending hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition in all forms by 2030. The report represents an increase of about 46 million since 2020, when COVID plunged the world's economy into a downward spiral, and 150 million more since 2019, as many as 828 million people affected by hunger in 2021, 46 million people more than a year earlier, and 150 million more from 2019. After remaining relatively unchanged since 2015, the portion of people affected by hunger jumped in 2020, continued to rise last year to 9.8% of the world population, according to that report. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A judge sentenced Felipe Reina Jr., 32, the second defendant convicted in the murder of Charles Williams in July of 2017 at a residence on the east side of Kansas City. That's according to Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker. In April, Reina pleaded guilty to murder second degree and armed criminal action. According to court records, on July 21, 2017, police found the body of 31-year-old Charles Williams in a residence. He had been shot with a shotgun and another weapon. The Garden City Police Department is on the lookout for three teenagers who walked out of juvenile custody in late June. The 16-year-old girls, Taylor Criswell, Lucia Lucy Hernandez, and Lauren McQuigg, left the juvenile detention center located at 507 West Santa Fe Street on Wednesday, June 29th. All three were seen getting into a gray or silver four-door car and left the premises. If you have a tip on the case, call Garden City Police at 620-276-1300. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle with refundable tax and fees expires month end.
Formal charges have been officially filed in Lyon County for Rebecca Estrada, 39, of New Mexico, who had been accused of leading authorities on a chase through four counties, which resulted in a nearly four-hour standoff when she locked herself inside the cab of a semi at a truck stop. Estrada has been charged with felony flee and elude, speeding, no registration, and misdemeanor interference with law enforcement. Federal charges are also possible in this case, as Estrada has been accused of human smuggling which remains unspecified. A Lawrence man who was seen jumping off the Kansas Bridge on Wednesday afternoon has been found and is safely home. On Wednesday, officers were called to the area of the Kansas Bridge near Massachusetts Street with reports that a man may have jumped over the side. Lawrence police noted that the man seemed disoriented and had possibly been impaired at the time of the jump. Officers said they were able to identify the possible victim, who was known to law enforcement. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities said they have recovered the body of a 17-year-old drowning victim who went missing while fishing east of Columbus. According to officials, the Platt County Sheriff's Office and personnel with Columbus Fire and Rescue responded to the area of Loop Power Tall Race Park and the Platte River regarding a possible drowning on Tuesday at 3:45 p.m. The report said that when officers arrived, they learned a 17-year-old boy had been fishing where the canal dumps into the river when he was swept away in the current. According to authorities, the victim was recovered in the river yesterday around 11:45 a.m. Doctors in Nebraska are seeing a slight increase in COVID-19 patients in hospitals with the relatively new BA.4 and BA.5 strains. They said the majority of them aren't on ventilators or in the ICU, and that's thanks to the vaccine. At Bryan Health in Lincoln, as of Tuesday, they had 17 patients hospitalized compared to 11 at this time last week. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Lynn Picnic is this weekend. This year's theme, it's summertime fun. A cornhole and softball tournament are planned Friday evening. Saturday, a 5K run walk begins the day at 7 with youth fishing tournament at 9. The annual garden tractor and tractor show will be featured, plus a vendor fair running 10 to 1. A traditional German meal serves at the shelter house in Lynn Saturday at 11 with a parade at 5. And bounce houses afterward. A chicken dinner and demolition derby begin at 7 with fireworks at dark. Full concessions and a beer garden with a live DJ both Friday and Saturday nights at the annual Lynn Picnic this weekend. Full schedules on our website at KNDYRadio.com and posted on our Facebook page. Among the highlights is the Saturday night demolition derby. Janelle Wooler.
Well, Lynn Picnic this year is Friday, July 8th and Saturday, July 9th. The derby starts at 7 o'clock Saturday, and they've got, you know, the compacts, the bone stocks, a two-man hobo team. Pits open at 3 o'clock. If anybody needs to know this, people like to know sometimes adult entry is $12, and children 10 and younger is $5. So just so you know how much that might cost you if you decide to come to the Demolition Derby. Usually a great time, usually a busy time. Lots of people come out for the Demo Derby for sure.
The Seneca American Legion Riders will host the second annual Smokin' Hogs Barbecue and Bike Fest this weekend. The Backyard Barbecue Competition begins Friday night, continuing Saturday, with live music throughout the day Saturday. Sidetrack performs 10 to 1, Minuteman Music 1 to 4, Reckless 4 to 7, and Jay Bragg 7 till 10, with fireworks to follow Saturday, plus a beer garden with concessions, and a cornhole tournament with registration Saturday at 10, for co-ed teams at 11, and open competition at 1. All of these events at the Seneca City Park beginning at 10 a.m. Saturday. Barnston Days begin Friday evening with kids' games in the park, live music with Lucas Peterson, Fireman's Barbecue, vendor fair kickoff, and a pedal pull. On Saturday, a 5K and 1 mile run walk, flea market and basketball tournament are planned, with a shooting contest, cornhole tournament, and a dedication at 4 of the gym for Bill Peterson. The flea market continues Sunday with a lawnmower pull and scavenger hunt that afternoon. Full schedule is on the Barnston Community Days Facebook page. Barnston Days this weekend will bring back the tradition of the former Barnston picnic, according to Jody Wisner.
We started it because it kind of came to being because we were going to do a 3-on-3 memorial basketball tournament for Bill Peterson, who Bill was essential in keeping our Barnston Community Center open and just really took care of it. Thought that would be a nice way to honor him. And then the more we started thinking about it, why don't we bring back Barnston Days? And they didn't have the alumni banquet in Barnston. They haven't had that for a few years now, especially when COVID kind of hit. So I had seen on the Barnston alumni sites that there were a lot of people that wanted to get together and they just weren't going to be able to. And so as I mentioned to all of them, hey, maybe you guys can meet and go through a few things if who can show up and not necessarily have to do that big alumni banquet.
Frieda I. Bailey, age 97, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30. Hatha Laughlin of at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Frieda Bailey. Catherine A. Weirbine, age 91, of Burchard, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary at 7 p.m. on Thursday at the church. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5 at Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Catherine Weirbine. Jeanette Reed, age 85, of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Reed. Alice M. Johnson, age 87, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from the Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Alice Johnson. Rosalie D. Mirian, age 93, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Monday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday at 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Rosalie Mirian.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort is your summer spot with free fountain drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms continue today, and temperatures will stay slightly cooler, with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 80s throughout Nebraska.
staying warmer throughout Kansas and Missouri with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas and the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. More showers possible overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 70s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some showers throughout Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Kansas, and the mid-80s and upper 90s throughout Missouri. Skies clearing up throughout Friday night and staying sunny throughout Saturday and Sunday, and showers possible Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 90. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 69, and the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:08. We received just about 2 inches of rain overnight. Brings our total for the week for July so far to well over 4 inches.
Is there a practical use for bad hair days? We will brush up on the science today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 7th, the 188th day of the year. Skating champ Michelle Kwan is sharing a birthday with drumming legend Ringo Starr. Most of us are familiar with the hair frizzies or limpness that comes with humid summer days. But as far back as 1783, the scientific community was putting bad hair days to practical use. Because hair reliably stretches or shrinks with humidity, it is possible to use it as a humidity measuring instrument or hygrometer. By stretching strands of hair between two posts and affixing a levered pointer, human hair can accurately measure humidity. The hair hygrometer was so reliable, in fact, it wasn't replaced by electronic instruments until the 1960s. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online. Visit us anytime at almanac.com.
It's summertime fun with the annual Lynn Picnic this weekend with a cornhole tournament and softball Friday night. They'll have a 5K run, youth fishing tournament Saturday, the annual garden tractor and tractor show, a vendor fair, traditional German meal Saturday at 11. The parade begins at 5 with bounce houses afterward, a chicken dinner and demolition derby Saturday evening at 7. DJ both nights, they'll have fireworks at dark on Saturday. Full schedules on our website at KNDYradio.com and posted on our Facebook page. Your invitation to the Lynn Picnic from the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies. Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Local agents you can trust, knowledgeable, and experienced. Hoover's Incorporated. Now's the time to book your propane needs. They have contracts available. Give them a call at Hoover's in Greenleaf. Midwest Products, Hanover. Count on prompt delivery of fill sand, road gravel, rock, black fill dirt, ag lime, landscaping blocks, and more. Midwest Products of Hanover.
It's a blast to go this fast Saturday at the Washington County Speedway. A-class winged, non-winged, sportsman restricted, junior sprints plus trucks. Action starts with hot laps at 6:30 and racing at 7. That is this Saturday at the Washington County Speedway, the race place. Find them on Facebook at Washington County Speedway.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Six members of the K-State football team received preseason All-Big 12 honors as released by the conference on Wednesday. The Wildcats' six selections was the most of any team in the conference. Junior defensive end Felix Anaduke-Azuma was named the preseason defensive Big 12 player of the year, leading the way for his team. Joining him is junior running back Deuce Vaughn, junior offensive lineman Cooper Beebe, senior kick returner Malik Knowles, senior linebacker Daniel Green, and senior cornerback Julius Brantz. The Wichita State Shockers non-conference schedule is taking shape as the school announced they will be part of the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City this fall. The 2022 Hall of Fame Classic is scheduled to take place at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City on November 21st and 22nd and will feature the Shockers, Grand Canyon University, the University of Northern Iowa, and the University of San Francisco. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR return, and vehicle with a check and fees expires month's end.
Ava Jones, a Nickerson High School basketball star, and her family were injured after a driver hit them in Louisville, Kentucky Tuesday night. The Jones family was in Louisville for a basketball tournament. On Tuesday night, they decided to go for a walk. That's when a car driven by an alleged impaired driver hit the family, sending all four to the hospital. Ava's parents, Amy and Trey, are listed in critical condition. Ava is in serious condition, and the other family member was treated and released. Shauna Ullman, a close family friend to the Jones, says that Ava has some broken bones in her leg and arm and some chipped vertebrae, but they expect a full recovery. Ava had just committed to play at the University of Iowa on Sunday. Whit Merrifield, Hunter Dozier, and Emmanuel Rivera all homered as the Royals roughed up Christian Javier early and held on for a 7-4 win over Houston on Wednesday night. That ends the Astros' Major League best 8-game winning streak. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Single game tickets are on sale now starting at just $25. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Keep your strawberry patch healthy and productive with proper care and cleanup.
Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fungal leaf spot and scorch cause brown spots on the leaves of strawberries. Severe infestations can weaken the plants, reduce productivity, and in some cases, kill the plants. Reduce the risk of leaf spot, scorch, and other diseases by renewing strawberry plantings every few years. Grow plants in well-drained soil. Give them plenty of space to reach their mature size and keep removing weeds throughout the season. The extra room increases airflow and light penetration, so plants dry quickly, reducing the risk of disease. Purchase disease-resistant varieties suited to your climate. If you decide to use a fungicide, look for one of the more eco-friendly products labeled for controlling these diseases on strawberries. Be sure to read and follow all label directions carefully. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Terry grew up during the Vietnam War. As a young man, he decided to enter the armed forces. When presented with an opportunity to be a part of the special forces, he jumped in. What happened next made him a part of a historic mission. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Terry Buckler knew that he was about to be drafted for the war in Vietnam, so he went ahead and volunteered and soon found himself at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri.
They put us all in a big room, brought in this Special Forces sergeant, and he was looking for volunteers for Special Forces. I didn't know a lot about it, but I knew if I was going to Vietnam, I wanted to go with the best, and they are the best, so I stuck my paw up and volunteered for the Green Beret.
He says the training is tough, and the number who make it through is small.
The old song, 100 men will test today, and only three win the Green Beret, is pretty accurate. We jumped in and into our training. There was about 60 or 70 of us, and we graduated 40 out of three classes.
While Terry became a Green Beret, he was not initially sent to Vietnam. Operations in the country were winding down. When he finally did make the trip across the Pacific, his role was far different than almost any American who had previously fought in the country.
I probably hold the only distinction of the only person not being in South Vietnam. Was probably the deepest and the youngest behind enemy lines in the Vietnam War.
What Terry is referring to is the fact that he was going to be a part of a raid into North Vietnam, and he would be the youngest person on that mission. A soldier who had yet to set foot in the country.
They estimated when we were told where we were going that there would be, number one, a 50-50 chance of not making it back, and there would be anywhere from 100,000 to 200,000 NVA in the area.
So Terry was headed deep into enemy-held territory, and the chances of survival were a coin flip. The story of that historic raid continues next time as we travel the countryside in Holt, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
Getting one.
water out of the pond is just as important as filling it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Regular maintenance of the spillway is critical for draining excess water and to prevent flooding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If the water level in your pond is suddenly rising, take a look at the spillway. Its job is to control the maximum depth of the pond and direct the outflow to an area that won't compromise the integrity of the pond structure. A spillway that's not maintained is headed for trouble. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says in a natural spillway where the excess water leaves through a stream-like channel, plants will grow in. But if they become overgrown, it can cause problems with water drainage.
And if it catches debris trying to leave the pond, can clog up and you may get flooding because the water can't leave the pond properly. I've seen ponds where spillways fill in with plants and debris and the pond level starts to rise and rise and then it starts to actually go over the dam.
Mattson recommends keeping the vegetation in check and dig out the spillway a little more if needed. You may need to add reinforcement with stones or riprap if erosion is a problem. Some ponds rid their excess water through a piping system. This also needs to be inspected periodically to be sure the pipe is holding up.
Most people use plastic these days, but not so long ago it was steel or iron, and those materials could corrode. You have to look at that aspect of the spillway to make sure that you haven't got something that's rusting and is going to fall apart or is already leaking, perhaps. If it's plastic, it's not going to rust, but it can crack, perhaps, with ice damage.
Make sure leaves, branches, algae, and other debris don't clog the discharge pipe or channel. Spillways are very attractive to beavers, and they like nothing better than to plug them up. Learn more about keeping a pond spillway in top shape at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden.
None other has ever
joy we share as we tarry there. None other
KNDY. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets start at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes, starting at $1.99. Ashley Reclining Sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88, all in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Two ag tech companies collaborate to develop better biological solutions for crop farmers. That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Verdesian Life Sciences is looking to improve its nutrient use efficiency product offerings by partnering with 3-Bar Biologics, a company that develops better methods for microbial product delivery and stability. Matt Lael is with Verdesian.
We think we have some really good solutions. We're not going to do everything in the agriculture space from a nutrient use efficiency standpoint, from a fertilizer enhancer into the biological space. But there are people out there, experts out there who are doing things complementary and parallel to what we're doing that can sort of fill in some gaps that maybe we can't at this point.
Microbes are living things and are transported and handled differently than non-microbial products. Lael says Verdesian is always looking for ways to improve their capability and effectiveness.
Your farmers are, by and large, generally ahead of the curve on trends anyway, and so we've seen that for sure. We're very proud that this term of nutrient use efficiency is something that has caught on across the industry. We see lots of other companies using it, and we're very proud that that's taken hold because we think that's a super important term. It's a mission. It's sort of a way of life. It's a way of farming.
Learn more at VLSCI.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's quarterly hogs and pigs report that came out last week shows near 72.5 million hogs and pigs in the nation. That is down near 1% from this time last year and down slightly from the last quarter as well. And Steiner Consulting Group's chief economist, Alton Kahlo, says there are a couple of years where the inventory increased significantly, but we have come down from those numbers in part due to China.
They seem to have resolved some of the issues because of the African swine fever that hit them. We don't have that export market. One thing that producers always need to remember is that in the last 15 years, 2/3 of the demand for our pork has come, or for the growth in pork supplies, has come from exports.
He goes on to say that he was surprised about the increase in breeding numbers despite the higher grain prices and lower exports overall.
So what drove that increase? You know, we can all speculate as to what the reasons are. You know, you can point at Prop 12 that got delayed, and maybe there's a potential that that's going to go away, hopefully. It also could be that reduced the breeding herd by about 7% since December 1, 2019. And so maybe that's been enough. You know, it's been enough liquidation.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's report, the state of Iowa accounted for the largest inventory, followed by Minnesota and North Carolina. Other key insights of the report included breeding inventory was 6.17 million head, down 1% from last year and up from 1% from March 1st of this year. Market hog inventory was sitting at 66.4 million head, down 1% as well from last year and down slightly from the March report. March to May 2022 pig crop was at 32.9 million head. That was down 1% from last year. And the average pig saved per litter was 11 for the March through May period, compared to the 10.95 from this time last year. Producers can visit online for more information at porkcheckoff.org for more market information. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tompe and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, the tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the
ValleyVet.com. Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Increased fuel prices for farmers and ranchers come at a time when all other inputs are higher as well, impacting the bottom line. Michael Clements with more.
USDA estimates show that the cost of fuel, lube, and electricity is expected to increase 34% in 2022 compared to 2021. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Shelby Myers says farmers are feeling the pinch.
They've been facing these price increases all throughout the spring. They've been working to get what could be one of the most important crop years planted. And for growers, they've expressed a lot of concerns about availability and delivery of the diesel fuel for when they needed it most, especially as we face some of these delayed planting times. So that window to plant crops this year was smaller than usual. So it meant that fuel delivery had to be timely, but that also meant it came at a cost.
U.S. fuel supplies traditionally decline in the spring and summer with increased demand. But Myers says there are additional factors this year.
What's making this year more difficult is that the U.S. does not have the same amount of additional supply being produced or even coming into the country that would supplement this increased demand. And so we continue to see evidence where the U.S. economy is trying to play catch up. All those production slowdowns and interruptions that were created by COVID-19, and we've added in additional hurdles like Russia's invasion into Ukraine, it's really impeded the ability for the supply chain to catch up with demand.
Should price increases continue, she urges farmers to consider what options they may have to seek relief.
It's really about managing the risk to the price increases and that uncertainty of price increases and finding ways to reduce costs creatively. There are crop insurance products that are available that can help insure against input prices for farmers that would include diesel and fertilizer, but it's really limited to a few states and only corn, soybeans, rice, and wheat. But it's also a really great opportunity to have conversations with local fuel retailers for the opportunity to price hedge and utilize on-farm fuel storage.
Read more on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Japanese beetles will be coming out in many areas of the country soon. Begin your plan of attack when the first ones arrive on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Was a bad one for Japanese beetles in my area. Thousands devoured my knockout roses, green beans, and the leaves on our linden tree. James Quinn is a regional horticultural specialist at the University of Missouri. He says when you see the first beetles arrive, spray the plants you want to protect with an insecticide.
If you can get that initial treatment on, it will probably give you about 3 weeks of protection. And then if you start to see them kind of linger, come back around, treat again. There's a number of different active ingredients you can use. 7 is one that is very effective. Insecticide, triazide, insect killer is a very effective product. And there's lots of formulations with permethrin, and that also should be effective.
There are drenches available for tree protection, but be careful applying them if the tree is flowering so it doesn't affect the bees. If you don't want to use insecticides, another option is trapping. The jury is out on whether traps are effective or they call in more beetles, telling them the party's at your house.
When populations of Japanese beetles are fairly low in the area, then they can work okay because there's not so many that they overwhelm the traps. And so people will often use traps initially to good success. But when the Japanese beetles come in some really daunting numbers, then the traps almost seem to draw more into your area than the trap will catch.
If you use traps, put them around the edge of your property, away from the plants you're trying to protect. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on what to do about Japanese beetles at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we go through a Thursday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit. Been pretty stagnant throughout most of the day today. We'll see how we close here in just a bit. We opened up with grains a little bit higher. Livestock kind of mixed on the board. Grains are still higher across the board right now with some decent gains. Livestock has kind of moved in the downward direction. Corn has slowed down a little bit, but still mostly higher. Right now, as July corn is sitting up 0.75 cents to 7.45 even a bushel. September corn trying to rebound from yesterday a little bit, up 9.5 cents at 6.09 and a quarter. Wheat market, they're definitely trying to make some gains after the last few days as they're back down below that $10 a bushel as July KC wheat is up 32 cents right now, sitting at 8.81 and a quarter. September's up by 32.5 cents at 8.84 even. So working their way slowly back up. Soybean, same story here.
They've taken a big hit over the last week or so with some corrections after the USDA report from last week. July soybeans right now are up 22 and a quarter to 1602 and a half. August up by 34 and a half cents to 1481 even. Meal market, a little bit of green here. July meal is up 760 at 470 and 20 cents, with August up by 560 at 421 and 20 cents. And the bean oil, haven't seen a whole lot of movement there, and the later futures are definitely seeing some gains. July's up 51 cents at 60.73. August up by $3.02 at 61.58 overall. Over in the U.S. dollar index for the day today, we see mostly kind of mixed right now. September U.S. index is up almost a penny, sitting at 106.90. The December index is down 12 cents at 106.44. 30-year bonds, a little bit of red here. September bonds are down just over a point, sitting at 138.15, with the December down slightly at 138.10. And the 10-year notes, a little bit of red here, about a quarter of a point down to 118.08. December down about the same at 118.05. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Many issues with ponds can arise after a storm has run its course, and K-State Aquatics and Fisheries Specialist Joe Gerken can provide advice on how to best combat some of those issues, beginning with debris and potential runoff.
If you have fallen tree limbs, try to take those out of the pond. One or two of them might be beneficial to fish as kind of cover, but in general, we like to take storm debris out of the pond just to kind of get it back to the condition it was before we had the storm. The big thing would be if we have any debris that doesn't belong, that wasn't created by Mother Nature, so man-made siding, for example, we'd want to make sure we got that out as quickly as we could. We want to make sure that we are checking for any type of runoff. The big concerns there would be herbicide or pesticide. If you notice that your fish are starting to act really lethargic, spending a lot of time at the top of the water column, that might be an indication that you have some sort of contaminant in the water, and we want to get that tested.
He additionally provides insight on turbidity problems and a simple jar test that will guide you to next steps.
Turbidity is just how muddy your pond looks after it's all stirred up. So when you get a lot of water rushing in or you get a lot of wind and wave action, it can get a lot of sediment suspended in the pond. And a lot of those sediments, they're really, really small. And so they just don't settle out. Small gusts of wind are enough to keep them suspended in the pond. So it can take a really, really long time for them to settle back out, weeks or even months. Generally, that will happen naturally. If you're worried about it, you can do what's called a jar test. You just take some of the sample, the cloudy sample, put it in a clear jar, and then set it in your garage overnight or for a day or so. And if all of that sediment settles out towards the bottom, that means that your pond likely will clear up. If it stays suspended after 24 hours, you don't see any sediment at the bottom, then we need to consider maybe taking some other steps or looking at it a little more to see if that's necessary.
Gerken explains the reasoning behind why ponds full of dead fish after a storm are a possibility and the need to reach out to your local agent if this event does occur.
Summer fish kills happen a lot of times right after we have a storm event come through. And we've talked before on this segment about how water can stratify. So the top portions of the water has a lot of oxygen. It's exchanging it with the atmosphere. But the lower portion, the hypolimnion, and oftentimes doesn't have much oxygen. And so what happens is you get a strong rain and it mixes up the top layer that has oxygen and the bottom layer that doesn't. And overall, the whole pond experiences a drop in dissolved oxygen. And so if that happens, you can see fish suffocate, essentially. They don't have enough oxygen in the water to breathe. And overnight, literally, all of the fish in your pond can die. And so that's a concern. If that happens, there are steps that need to be taken fairly quickly to make sure that doesn't turn into an even bigger problem. So you'd want to reach out definitely in that situation to your local agent and get some steps on what we can do next.
Covering after storm pond management, that was K-State's aquatic and fisheries specialist, Joe Gerken.
KNDY.
Of country music from KNDY Marysville AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.